And how would you address the reader response that says, because it is such a cognitive focus, I'm not convinced I really want to give it the time, energy, brain damage? Where's it? Do I need it? Is it critical for my development?
Yeah, and I'm not the one to ask because I think I agree with them. I never recommend my books to people. I think it's a horrible thing to inflict on somebody.
Oh, come on, Ken.
Well, no, seriously. Have you ever heard me say, I want you to go read this book of mine? I don't think I've ever done
that. Well, at one point you recommended it to me just because I was asking you so many questions that were covered in your books.
Oh, okay.
And I think it was fair because I was tiring you in social situations.
Under the-
And I should have just gotten some background reading done.
Yes, definitely. Under those circumstances, it just save us all, inflict the brain damage quickly and not slowly over evenings when we're trying to do things.
But I'm actually being quite serious.
I'm very serious,
too. People who say, do I need to bother with this? I really want to evolve. I want to be whole. I want to be loving. I want to make a contribution. Ken Wilber clearly is a unique theorist. Do I have to suffer the brain damage and read all that stuff or a couple of the books? Is it critical?
Yeah, I don't think so. But here's what I hope is going to happen. I earlier mentioned that in 90 minutes, using simple experiential exercises and so on, we can really convey quadrants, levels, lines, states, and types very quickly and in a way that's intuitively obvious. You can feel it in your body. So the quick example is we have people break down into groups of three or four, and each person goes around and describes what they see in it language. It is this tall, this wide, this color, weighs this many ounces, and so on. And then you have everybody go around and describe eye language, what they're feeling in eye language. I feel nervous, I feel uptight, I'm excited, I'm happy. And then you put an object down, a can or something, and you have two people discuss what that is until they reach mutual understanding and say, we understand each other. And right there, they felt in their own body what I, we, and it is. They know that these are dimensions, aspects of their being that they have, that we're not imposing on them, making up or anything like that. You can walk people through those other levels, lines, states just like that in 90 minutes. And then people come out of that sort of getting a tour of their own dimensions that they sort of felt were there and knew were there, but never maybe articulated or never really paid a whole lot of attention to. Now, I think when we get that down, then I would recommend somebody, I would feel okay saying, look, here's a 90-minute video. Why don't you have a look at this? I would feel good about that because that's a mode of communication that I don't think does cause cognitive damage.
And it's cognitive growth / damage.
Yeah, well, I think, this could cause tumors, I think, reading this stuff. And then what they do is once they just get a sense about this, they sort of light up because they go, wow, I can apply this in my daily life. I can apply this in law practice. I can apply this in waitressing. I know what, and also if they're doing a practice, if they're doing Zen or Vipassana or any of these other practices, contemplative prayer or psychotherapy, it gives them a way to relate it to all these other dimensions. And that actually is freeing in a certain sense because now they don't expect Zen to do all this other stuff for them, which it won't. And so they actually free Zen by limiting it, by seeing it as part of a larger context. They no longer expect it to do all these other things for them. So once people get that sort of sense, they themselves spontaneously start applying it. So I don't consider these people Wilberians. They're following any sort of Wilberian thing. Because, again, these are dimensions that they have accessible to them. I have my version of this. I have my version of integral psychology, which is very complex. And if people want to study that, then they can be a Wilberian. But I don't consider people using quadrants, levels, lines to be Wilberian. They're just using their own potentials that happens to come in this particular package. So I would actually feel very positive about that 90-minute video. And that's actually one of the things we're trying to do on the website with Integral Institute is that. And then I think people will start sharing the ways in which they are applying this in their own lives in very simple, straightforward ways. And then that, I think, is exciting. And that's what we're starting to see a lot of interest in, is because people are doing this in a very simple and straightforward way. And I hope to be able to sort of participate in that and accelerate that. And then I would have a very different stance. I would be fine recommending that to people at that point.
But just to play the other side of it for a moment.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about how cognitive development as a line of development is critical for other lines to flower, including moral development, etc. So maybe there is a reason to read Ken Wilber's works.
Well, remember, we said that you don't have to be an Olympic champion in a developmental line in order for it to work. And I sometimes feel that people forced to read my work, it's like, it's some horrible thing, like 4 hours of barracks training, and I don't want to inflict that on somebody. You can develop cognitively enough without reading me to get completely...
Man, I wish you told me that before the interview. Can't believe you waited the last day, the last session.
If you are in, I would be out $8 or $9 if I told you not to buy the book for that. If people have, if they're okay with the theoretical stuff, if they kind of want to work through that, then great, of course, go ahead and do it. And particularly if you're in a profession, if you're teaching or you're a psychotherapist and you want to go into, I think it's great because I've covered a lot of area. There's an enormous amount of evidence and research in there. And you can sort of make up your own mind by getting all the facts, if you will. And in that sense, I think it's very useful. And one of the things, I will say one positive thing about it, which is that I myself, strangely, I think, underestimated the cognitive power of this. And I found this out through some of the core teams in Integral Institute. They would get together 3 or 4 times a year for a weekend. And I would always join in each of the groups to sort of be the, you know, the theory guy in case those kinds of questions. But these are people that are applying it in the worlds of business and ecology and so on. And they would really work through the cognitive aspects of this so that they really, really had down what it meant. They were really taking these different perspectives and really feeling these different aspects of themselves, largely by going through the cognitive approach. The changes that started coming for that were really astonishing, surprised me probably more than anybody, and I think that has kind of been ongoing. I think what happens, because of just what you said, cognitive is necessary but not sufficient for these other lines, that when you really push the cognitive forward, it creates a space, a clearing, in which these other flowers can grow. And if you don't have cognitive growth, they're not going to grow if these other ones aren't going to grow very well. So again, it's not necessary that you pile through all of these books. But if you want to go through that and make that part of your own expanding consciousness, so to speak, it seems to be psychoactive. It seems to have a real effect that energizes these other levels and lines as well. And as I say, it surprised me probably as much as it did anybody.